You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 33 and see what a free hit side would look like. My name is Joe and today I'll focus on the key players I'd target if I was free hitting this week in Game Week 33. What I would do is have a look at the fixtures first. It's a good week actually for potential returns from a free hit because there's a lot of strong fixtures, but I stress, I would not free hit this week and I would not recommend anyone do it. So the exercise of this really is to look at the sort of key players we're getting that we should be sort of looking at, should hopefully be in our teams or we may be targeting ahead of using a free hit perhaps later. I think that fairly obviously free hit is best used in a double game week. And we got three of those coming up. We've got game week 34. That's quite a large double game week there with Liverpool, Arsenal, and sort of a lesser extent Crystal Palace, likes Crystal Palace and Wolves are good players to target in Bournemouth. We've got another double game week 35. We've got Spurs and Chelsea players to choose from, but they're tough fixtures for them. Game week 37, a whole bunch of other teams there. So you've got Chelsea, Tottenham again. Man City, Brighton, Manchester United, Newcastle. These are all good teams to target for game week 37. So lots of different teams. Everyone will be on their own different strategy, whether you're free hitting in one of those weeks, wildcarding around that, wildcarding in one of those weeks, using a bench boost there. It's impossible to give the perfect team for all of those different scenarios. So what I'll do is I'll focus on if I was free hitting now in game week 33, what the sort of players I'd be looking at for that is, and it might help you how you're going to be changing your team in game week 34, 35, even many are wild carding then, which is the strategy I'm using. So for me personally, I'm wild carding 35 and I'm going to bench boost in 37. I don't have a free hit yet. Obviously used it to not very successfully in game week 29 as well, but others will have their free hit chip left. In a second I'll show you the free hit team and I'll put a bit of explanation of why I've chosen those players, and these are the ones I stress if I was free hitting game week 33. I am not personally free hitting the game week 33 though. Before that, just a reminder, do press that like button. And also do subscribe as well if you're not subscribing already, wherever you're listening to this, or subscribe on YouTube as well. So you can keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Okay, let's have a look at this team then. So I've used FPL Plan for this, planfpl.com. They've linked up with us quite kindly at Fantasy Football Scout for this. This particular draft for my budget, which is, I can't remember, 105, 106, something like that. It's got 2.3 million in the bank. So it should be pretty affordable for most people. And these are sorts of players. So it's a mixture of budget options and very expensive players as well. And as we saw with those fixtures that we've got that I put up on screen, sorry for those listening on the podcast version. I'll quickly read them out, actually, just to remember those that are listening on the podcast version. We've got Newcastle against Spurs, Brentford against Sheffield United, Burnley against Brighton, Man City against Luton. That's very strong fixture to target. Nottingham Forest against Wolves. That could be a fixture to target. Bournemouth against Manchester United, Liverpool against Crystal Palace once again. I'll be looking to target that. West Ham against Fulham, Arsenal against Aston Villa, and Chelsea against Everton. So there's some strong fixtures there. Okay, I'll go from the sort of back to the front, really, and then I'll address the bench players as well. So I'm going for 3-5-2 if I was free hitting this week, because midfielders get more points, and there's some really strong options in midfield this week. I've gone for Kelleher in goal. I don't think Alisson will be back. I'm fairly certain Alisson won't be back for this one, but do keep an eye on that. But he's only 3.8, and Liverpool are still the second best in terms of XG conceded, expected goals conceded, with just 5.2 XGC over the last six matches. And so I do fancy them to keep a clean sheet in this one at home to Crystal Palace. So, yeah, great budget option, but do keep aware that Alisson might be back. If so, I think Liverpool and Chelsea defences are interchangeable, because on paper they should get a clean sheet, but we've known this season they perhaps won't. Okay, let's go for a reliable pick next. So Gabriel is next. He's the first of my defenders. Arsenal, still the best defence. Just 3.26 XGC conceded over the last six matches. And there's no let up in the target Gabriel's head policy amongst Gunners providers there. We saw it again at the weekend against my team, Brighton. They completely annihilated us. they look strong against a Villa side as well. That is the second worst attack in the last six weeks. The second worst defence in the last six in terms of XG conceded. So there's definitely goals to be had there. Arsenal's defence is really strong, and the policy of using Gabriel's abilities at set pieces, I think, will continue. So I think he's a strong contender there, and I'm not put off at all by Aston Villa. I do think they're not one of the greatest defences at the moment. Next one I've gone for is Reguilón. Brentford take on Sheffield United. So clean sheet potential, but as we've seen, when we predict clean sheets, they don't come, annoyingly. So that's where I think that Brentford's basically assist machine comes in. So he's got five assists in his last nine runouts, and he got two last time out. I think he's a really strong option there. If you don't fancy you're going to get a clean sheet, you might get an assist there from Reguilón. Another cut price option in Gusto at Chelsea, who makes up the third member of my defence. There's a policy here of going cheap in at the back because I want to spend a bit more in attack. I have actually got money in the bank as well, so I can spend even more in attack possibly there. So I've got Gusto there. Clean sheet potential is certainly there for Chelsea against Everton, I think. But once again, if you don't believe you're going to get a clean sheet, and indeed many Chelsea fans don't think they're ever going to get a clean sheet again, I've gone for the assist potential too. So Gusto missed out last time out with illness. So it wasn't serious, we don't think. So he should be back and he should be ready to assist. Over the last six matches, no defender has created more than his 16 chances. And he has assisted twice over that period too. Huge potential there for an assist. Okay, let's move into my five-man midfield. I've got Son against a porous Newcastle back line. I think that Son should prosper away to Newcastle here. He's notched 24 goal involvements for this season, and he takes on an injury-ravaged Magpies defence that has conceded 13 times in the last six home matches. They also have the third worst record in terms of XG conceded at home over that period. So they are one of the worst teams, and Son is one of the most prolific attackers, has been for many years, and continuing that trend this season. I've gone for Salah I haven't captained him this time around. I'll reveal who my captain would be in this free-hit team in a second. But Salah, a lot of people will remember his misses. There's been plenty of them against Brighton and Manchester United, but he has returned in recent weeks, and he did indeed return against Manchester United. So over his last six matches, he's racked up 7 attacking returns and is only marginally underperforming, according to the XG stats. So in terms of his expected goal involvement over that period, he should have got about 8 attacking returns. He in fact got 7. So it's not that drastic. He's not missing too many, according to the not many expected goal chances. That XGI figure I noted there of 8.25, that's the highest of any player over that period. So over the last 6 weeks, no one has got a higher XGI than Salah. And he faces a Palace side that has conceded 10 times in the last 6 runouts. So I think, once again, a strong option should be definitely there as well. Liverpool also double in game week 34. So if you are considering wildcarding now, for example, do not ignore Salah. I mean, that's an understatement there. Okay, I have gone for a bit of a left field pick here. And Bomo, perhaps right side of midfield, whichever words you're playing. Every midfield needs a differential midfielder. So says my colleague on Goals Imminent show, Tom Freeman. He has had great success over the years of a policy of sort of reserving a midfield slot for a sort of a differential that no one's going for. And a particular differential, particularly in his articles for Fantasy Football Scout, is a player returning from injury who's got very strong attacking potential. And Bomo is that. He's back in the side after injury, back to scoring ways as well last week, even though he has missed 13 matches through injury this season. He's got 12 attacking returns, so not bad. And he's only in 6% of teams. And most of those are unlikely to be active. I have not seen Mbeumo in any teams in any of my mini leagues. And I suspect that would be the same for you watching or listening to this now. So I think he's a really good differential for this week, Brian Mbeumo. The key reason, he's at home to Sheffield United. On paper, it doesn't get easier than that. But you never know. Sheffield United have been pulling up, have been performing better, but I still think they can concede. And Bomo is just prime there to be a differential to your team there. I've also gone for Palmer. He got a little rest, tiny little rest of 20 minutes or so last week when he was subbed at around the 74-minute mark. He should be ready to go against Everton, though, at home. He's got 26 attacking returns for the season. He was hugely captain last time out. Wasn't as good as Haaland and Salah, but he did get 5 points still. And that's with him being a bit tired. So he's got his rest, 20 minutes. Everton over the last... Everton have an expected goals conceded of 10.23 in the last 6 matches or so. That's absolutely huge in this last 6 matches, rather. So it all tallies up there for Palmer to do well. But he's in most teams anyway. And so Foden, however, isn't in most teams. He's in just under half of teams, around 40% of teams. He got a rest last time out, which is good for those like me that don't have him anymore in their team. But if I was free hitting, I'd want him at home to Luton. So he's rested last time out. That's mean I would expect him back. He's one of the absolute mainstays. He's only going to miss out occasionally through rest, I think. I expect him back against Luton side that has had an XG conceded of 11 over the last 6 matches. Foden, meanwhile, will be looking for his third hat trick of the season. He's already got 21 attacking returns so far. It says something about the pricing as well. All these players are so affordable as well. I've got 2.3 in the bank, and already, I mean, I've reeled off the likes of Son, Salah, Palmer, Foden. Palmer in particular, great value. That's my 5-man midfield, and so my 2 I've gone up top are Haaland, and he's my captain. He gets the armband for me. He got a rest, not this time out, the match before, so he should be okay to go. Haaland or Foden, I think, are deserving of the armband this time out. I've got my vice captaincy on Salah, but I do think Foden is deserving of the captaincy, or at least the vice captaincy, if you're perhaps going for Salah, because I like to mix and match the teams. for vice captaincy and captain. Anyway, Haaland, as we all know, is very good. He got 26 attacking returns so far. And last week, he served a reminder of his ability. He missed a few chances, but still scored and still got two bonus, which is what strikers like him get there. So, really strong. Everyone would know that as well. I've gone for Darwin as my second striker in my 3-5-2 free hit side. I could have gone for Diaz in midfield, but there were so many other midfielders. I really did want to get Mbeumo in there just to show you the sort of differential player to get. And Diaz himself is a differential, not in a huge amount of teams. And he's been pretty impressive as well. So if you're looking at this team and thinking, oh, no, I want Diaz, I don't want Mbeumo. Well, then just get Diaz instead of Mbeumo. And then Darwin, you can change to another striker. Solanke against Manchester United could be a good option there. And also my bench striker, which I'll mention in a sec. Anyway, Darwin. Diaz, strong option. But Darwin, I think, is also a great option as well. 5 attacking returns in his last 6. And he got an attacking return last time out as well. I think he's a strong option at home to Crystal Palace. Okay, as my bench, I've gone for Petrovic, gone for value, 4.6, Chelsea player, Chelsea goalkeeper, an alternative to Gusto, really. I would not field both of them. I really don't trust those clean sheets. But if you're not going to go for Gusto on in your team or a free hit team, I would go for Petrovic. Okay, my forward is Chris Wood. He can't stop scoring. He's one of my favourite players. Those that follow me on Twitter know that I've got a picture of me encased in a tree every time he scores. And I put that up so people know when he scored, because there's a silly picture of me on X. So he can't stop scoring. He's got 12 for the campaign so far. Yet another double-digit goal tally across a very impressive career. This is already the 5th season he's scored 10 or more goals. That's hugely prolific. Much maligned still, and he's a real differential. I think Wolves are unlikely to stop him. I'd be tempted to play him, even. He's at home. So if you don't, once again, if you don't like my Mbeumo pick, I think all the others you probably might like. If you don't like my Mbeumo pick or my Darwin pick, Chris Wood, you could play in a 3. You could play him instead of Darwin, or you could play a 3-4-3. Okay, and my other two defenders, really, just a bit of bench fodder, really, but with the potential of attacking returns. That's why they're on the bench. Could be needed, though. Aya at Brentford, once again, same potential clean sheet potential against Sheffield United. But he's got 3 attacking returns so far. You know, a cut price option, good on the bench, I think. And the next one, hugely embarrassed to say, I've got a Brighton player in. Brighton not in the best form at the moment, but I'm obviously a Brighton fan. So my Brighton bias creeping in here, so feel free to ignore this as well. But Lewis Dunk is away to Burnley. Lewis Dunk for Brighton. I think there is potential for clean sheets. That's famous last words. But he's for the bench for now because he could add to his 3 goals so far against a side that's not been the best at defending set pieces so far this season there. So there's some options there. As I said, I don't expect with a double game week to come in 34 many people or any people to or actually free hit. But what this gives is an idea of the sorts of players that I would get in this week. So a lot of these players will be in your team. A lot of them won't be. So if you're looking to make a transfer this week, you might think, well, yeah, maybe I will try, a Brentford player against Sheffield United. Maybe you're wildcarding even in 34. And using a free hit for 37, so that way you can maximize those sort of double game week players. And so you might be looking to dead end. So you might be looking at maybe a player like Chris Wood, who you wouldn't want every week, but you know, could be good for this week as well. Lots of options there. Whatever you decide, good luck with the game week. Just a final reminder, do press that like button and do remember to subscribe wherever you're listening or watching to keep up to date with our latest podcast videos and other content. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.